Chapter 15. There were three bodies on the other side of the docking ring door, all male. Bale swallowed a nauseating mix of relief and rage seeing them. His contact might still be alive then, even if three of her colleagues were slaughtered. If these men were her colleagues, of course. They could be intruders, cut down by defenders of the space station. A buzz hummed beside him. Blaster in hand, he turned, his nerves jumping, to see that Kenobi had ignited his lightsaber. The Jedi held it before him, angled slightly across his body, its electric blue light clean and lethal in the sputtering illumination of the small docking bay interchange, with its riveted metal walls and discolored metal ceiling. The door into the space station proper was partially open, the corridor beyond it tinged a dirty reddish-orange. Emergency lighting? Possibly. This was certainly an emergency. Kenobi dropped to a crouch and checked the pulses of the fallen men. "They're gone," he said, rising smoothly again to his feet. It would have been shocking if they weren't. Each man had an ugly, blood-wet hole burned through his chest. Three blaster pistols were discarded around them on the buckled metal floor. Kenobi stabbed his lightsaber through them in three swift, methodical moves. Melted blaster metal puddled and ran, the air thickened with a scorching stink. Bale frowned. Couldn't we have used those, maybe? Perhaps, Kenobi said, shrugging. But so could whoever killed these men, and we don't know yet whose side they're on. True. Acutely aware of sweat trickling down his spine, down his face, into his eyes, aware of his heart drumming hard against his ribs, Bale nodded. Fair enough. Soft-footed in his supple leather boots, Kenobi crossed to the half-open door and bent his head, listening. Or maybe feeling. Something Jedi, anyway. He looked unnervingly remote, the lightsaber casting odd blue highlights over his face. Bale was abruptly aware of his own lingering awe. He floated a starship with the Force, Bale thought. A whole starship. And he didn't even break a sweat. I wasn't expecting that. It's just not something you see every day. Senator, said Kenobi, glancing up. The corridor is clear. Are you ready? Was he ready? Well, he could handle a blaster. He knew that much. Regular practice on a Coruscant firing range ensured that he was, as the expert said, a crack shot. And, of course, being the scion of his house, as a much younger man, he'd been taught certain self-defense techniques and tactics. But the galaxy was a different place now. So, because he believed in being prepared, no matter how remote the chance of danger seemed, because he'd seen how narrowly Padme had escaped death on Coruscant, and because he knew that the coming of war changed everything, whether he wanted change or not, he had made it his mission to be further trained by experts in the messy business of a more aggressive self-defense. They'd trained him well. He was indeed competent. But he'd never fired at a living thing in his life. Never tried to kill anyone. Never had anyone try to kill him. And now, he was staring at the likelihood of both experiences. Maybe within the next few minutes. There were three men dead on the floor behind him as proof. Men who had shot at other men before. Men who most likely had killed many times. I thought I was ready. I might be wrong about that, Bale thought. But he couldn't afford doubts and second thoughts now. Somewhere in this rickety old space station was a woman who'd risked her life to help him. He wasn't about to let her down when she needed his help, when her life might depend on that crack shot, Senator Organa. Kenobi was waiting for his answer. He nodded, his mouth dry. Lead the way, Master Jedi. Stay close behind me, Kenobi said. His forehead was creased, and his eyes were dark with furious thought. If I tell you to do something, you must do it without hesitation. This is no time for self-importance or pride. Bale opened his mouth to say something cutting, then swallowed the hasty words. Don't be a fool, Organa. He's a general in the Grand Army of the Republic. He's seen more life and death warfare in 3 months than you'll likely will your whole life. Right here, right now, he outranks you in every way. Understood, Master Kenobi. I will follow your lead. Kenobi nodded, a little of the tension easing from his face. Good.